Good morning. This is Brady Safranik, and joining me now is Buffalo Lady Bison head volleyball coach Michelle Dahlberg. Coach, thank you for taking the time here this morning.
Thank you for visiting with me, Brady.
Absolutely. So a final record this season of 27 wins, just 6 losses and 3 ties, including 6-0, a conference record. Coach, overall, the Lady Bison put together a really great season.
We really did have an amazing season, and just the opportunity to play in the tournaments we got to play in our conference and then our regional and state tournaments. It's just been a spectacular year.
And Coach, they've announced all conference and all state honors, and we'll kind of go through those, and I'll let you talk about each of the girls. For all conference honors, Grace Finkel got all conference this year.
She did. Grace, as a junior, has been a very important key person on our team. As an outside hitter, you know, her first 2 years she played a middle blocker, and this year we moved her to the outside, and she had a phenomenal season.
And then Cassidy Bessler, who got all-conference and all-state honors.
Yeah, so Cassidy has been our libero from the time she was a freshman. And as a libero, you know, they're just such an important part of your team, because how they pass, how they play defense just really dictates if you get to make a lot of things happen, you know, out on the court. So she's had an exceptional career. She finished with 1,300 digs in her career, which is just amazing. And this was her best year with 400 digs in the season.
Wow. Putting that into perspective, what sort of an average a person would get in that position?
You know, the top volleyball players in the state are somewhere between that 350 to 450 mark.
Okay.
So she's right up there with the top in the state. And, I mean, she's just had an incredible career.
And next, all-conference honors and all-state honors for Tess Rule.
Yeah, and so Tess is an outside hitter. She's been an outside hitter for the Lady Bison since she was a freshman. And she is also just such a key part to our team and how we play. And, you know, not only is she amazing in the front row, she's an awesome defender as well. And so she's had a great career being all-state and all-conference, you know, for these last 2 years. And she was even all-conference as a sophomore. So she's had a great career. She finished with about 1,200 kills in her career. And this year she finished with 431. And again, top in the state, and just a wonderful accomplishment for Tess.
Absolutely. And then Holland Stowe got all conference honors, all state honors, and Holland was also named 3A East Player of the Year.
Yeah, so Holland has had an incredible career too. When I started coaching, I mean, as you know, I coached basketball for a long time, and when I came back to coaching volleyball these last 3 seasons, Holland was a sophomore, and one thing I just noticed was how absolutely beautiful she set the ball. And so her sophomore year is like, hey, what do you think about being a setter? And, you know, she was kind of like, oh, I guess. And it's just been so fun to watch her, you know, grow into that role. You know, a lot of teams will run a 6-2, so you actually have 2 setters. You know, and that just kind of keeps your offense flowing. But, you know, from the time we got done last year to this year, you know, I was like, man, I just feel like I need to go to a 5-1 with Holland. She's just incredible. And she actually approached me wanting to do it as well. And we were both kind of on the same brain wavelength. And so this year, running a 5-1, she finished with 816 assists. She will take over our school record for most assists in a season.
Wow.
And so it's just been really fun to watch her grow. And just to have that opportunity to be, you know, last year she was all-conference. This year to be all-conference and all-state, it speaks a lot to her hard work and her commitment to the program as well.
Absolutely. And, Coach, along with the girls we just mentioned that got the accolades for all-conference and all-state, it takes an entire team working together to have the success that Buffalo had this year.
It really does. We had two of our athletes ended up being all-conference honorable mention. And that was our 2 middles, Grace Peterson and Isabel Kirkhart. Those two, oh, just how much they grew this season was amazing. And, you know, both of them being those long athletic bodies, they were able to touch so many balls at the net, slow balls down, made hitters have to change their attacks at the net. You know, and those two were just absolutely, you know, just a big part of our success as well. And then we also had Jamie P. Peters and Cora Turner, both of those two as seniors as well. And with both of them, they were our defensive specialists, came in, and Jamie was an incredible server for us. Cora stepped in at the end of the year and became a server for us. And those two have just had a phenomenal career as Lady Bison as well. So, I mean, they're just such a big, big part of what our team has achieved.
And, Coach, a big congratulations going out to you. You were named the 3A East Coach of the Year.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. It's just quite an honor when you're blessed with such a good team and very hardworking kids. And then to have the coaching staff that I just consider extremely blessed to work with. We really did have a fantastic season. We had a lot of fun, lots of opportunity to, you know, play at the highest levels of volleyball. And so I just am very, very honored to have had that awarded to me.
And, Coach, you mentioned that the team had a lot of fun this season. And in the end, that's what it's all about. It's nice to win, but you want the kids to have fun playing a game.
Absolutely. And they enjoyed, you know, just their opportunities to play together. You know, and it's you get to that darn state bracket and you just never know. And, you know, everybody was anticipating the matchup with Mountain View and us in the championship game. And we knew Mountain View was, you know, a great team. We had not had the opportunity to play them. So we were really hoping to get to play them in the championship game, too. And they ended up losing their regional championship. And so they ended up on the same bracket as us. You know, so when you're at state and you're watching, you know, you play in this very tough semifinal match. And then you're watching the other semifinal match and you're 6-1 against those two teams. That was kind of hard, you know. And our confidence really did get shook as we played Mountain View. And just took us a little too long to find our confidence again on Saturday when we faced Lyman for the loser out. But when you look at the overall just season of these girls, they had a great experience. And I hope they'll just look back and just reflect on all the amazing positive things that they achieved together.
And Coach, I know we've mentioned most of these girls, but take a moment and just mention the seniors that we've seen for the last time as Lady Bison volleyball players.
Well, you know, as seniors, as we just said, you know, we're just excited for their futures. They're wonderful, wonderful young ladies. They're all amazing students, amazing people. Their contribution to our program was so just great. And so, you know, we'll be sad to watch. You know, Cassidy is our libero. Tess is our outside hitter. Holland as our setter. Grace Peterson as a middle. And Jamie and Cora as our defensive specialists. Those guys, absolutely incredible to the contributions they made for our team.
All right, talking with Buffalo Lady Bison head volleyball coach Michelle Dahlberg. Coach, again, congratulations on a great season, and thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you, Brady. I appreciate it.